There are more ways than ever to watch TV programs on the internet, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu. But as many people are discovering, watching TV over the web can be frustrating.
You might have experienced something like this. You're in the middle of watching your favorite show, and all of a sudden it stops and stutters. It's doing something called buffering, and it happens because all the digital information that's in that TV show just can't squeeze through the wires into your home.
And that's because those wires are, in a way, not big enough. They don't have enough bandwidth to carry all that information. As part of our series, How We Watch What We Watch, NPR's Laura Seidel looks at why we don't have more bandwidth.
There is a place where some people can go, and they'll never have to worry about bandwidth.
Welcome to the Fiber Space. This is our demo space where people get a chance to experience Google Fiber.
Carlos Casas leads the team in Google's Kansas City, Missouri field office. The company's in the middle of a project to wire up the entire city with low-cost 1 gigabit broadband. That's about 100 times faster than what most Americans can get now.
It's not yet installed in homes, and so we wanted to have a space where people could come and just see what the technology looks like, see things that are going to go into their home.
The Kansas City space connects all kinds of TVs, tablets, and computers to Google's fast fiber network. I couldn't get to the space, so I asked Suzanne Hogan to pay a visit. She's a reporter with member station KCUR, and we tried an experiment to duplicate an experience you might have at home. I used NPR's connection in D.C. to watch an HD nature video while downloading an 8-gigabyte video game that I wanted to play later. Hogan, joined by Casas and another Google team member, Tom Fitzgerald, did the same thing.
Do you guys see the Mother Nature video on your screen?
We see the Mother Nature video. It is moving.
What scene are you on?
Is the game downloading? The game is not downloading. We're watching the video, and the game has not started downloading. And you?
The video is playing in the background, and I'm seeing clouds and smoke. We haven't had any delay with that, and we are currently how far along on the game?
The game is actually, we have 33% downloaded.
Then my 10-minute nature movie freezes. Meanwhile, back in Kansas City...
We've only got about 2 minutes left of this movie.
I can start and play a whole nother movie if you want.
Yeah, we might move ahead, Laura, and watch a different movie.
Thanks for leaving me behind.
What do you think would be a good one to watch?
Let's see. Have we seen The Virtual Trip in Tahiti yet?
That's great.
I so hate you right now. Over the course of 10 minutes, Kansas City downloaded the 8-gig game and watched 2 HD videos. Meanwhile, we're at 3.3% on the game.
We are 99%. It looks like it's done.
Now it's again just waiting on the install.
Things are so much better in Kansas City because Google is streaming video and information directly through its high-capacity fiber network. Google's Carlos Casas says the company hopes the Kansas City experiment will inspire broadband providers to deploy similar networks around the country.
We saw it when we went from dial-up to broadband. People didn't think of the things they would be able to do, and all of a sudden we have video conferencing, we have social media. So now we're very excited about the possibilities that fiber will bring. It will allow you to do the things you were doing anyway, but we're hoping that it'll open doors to many other things as well.
Faster internet speeds will not only make it possible to watch HD video while downloading a game. Blair Levin, a telecommunications specialist at the Aspen Institute, says he imagines video chatting with friends while they're all watching the same game on TV.
Wouldn't it be great if you could watch the college football game with all your buddies from college and have something resembling the experience you had when you were in college in terms of presence of each other?
Unfortunately, Levin says there isn't much incentive right now for broadband providers like Comcast or Verizon to upgrade their networks. Cable can already provide faster broadband service than the telephone companies or telcos, and it would simply cost the telcos too much to catch up.
In the middle of the last decade, the telcos were saying, we're going to provide better networks than cable. Now what they're simply saying is, we like the networks we have. We're not going to invest to be better networks, but we're going to try other ways in which we improve the value proposition.
Like bundling phone, internet, and TV to lure customers away from cable. For their part, TV programmers are not all that interested in making it easier for fans to watch over the internet. Susan Crawford is a former tech advisor to the Obama administration.
The programmers are making tens of billions of dollars by selling that programming in big bundles to cable distributors. And they have no incentive to break up those bundles and make those individual channels available online. They'd make much, much less money.
For its part, Verizon did spend more than $20 billion building out its Fios fiber network to more than 17 million customers, but it stopped. The company's Bob Ehrlich says nobody seems to be using all that bandwidth.
The market demand isn't really there, both from a consumer perspective and from the applications and the things that people are providing to be used on the network. It just isn't there yet.
But a project like the one Google is setting up in Kansas City may open some eyes to what life could be like if we had faster networks. That might lead to more demand and maybe an end to your buffering. Suffering. Laura Seidel, NPR News.